在关键的战场州俄亥俄，希拉里克林顿和麻萨诸塞州国会参议员伊丽莎白沃伦联手，一致将矛头对准特朗普川普。
We are not going to let Donald Trump bankrupt America the way he bankrupted
his casinos. 民主党总统参选人希拉里克林顿说，他们不会被特朗普川普可以将他的赌场搞到破产，这样将美国也搞到破产。不过民调显示多数选民并不信任克林顿，他最近在芝加哥难得咁样承认到呢一点。
And I personally know I have work to do on this front. A lot of people tell pollsters they don't trust me. Now I don't like hearing that.
希拉里克林顿话，佢本人知道佢必须喺呢方面落多啲功夫。好多人对民调人员话，佢哋并唔信任希拉里。希拉里话，佢并唔喜欢听到呢啲话，佢肯定系犯过错误，佢亦都唔知道有边个冇犯过错误嘅，所以佢明白民众有疑问。
Folks.There's something going on that's really, really bad.
共和党总统参选人唐纳德川普话：，嘿，大家，呢度里边有啲唔妥噶，呢啲并唔系好嘅现象。不过克林顿面临嘅挑战，比起共和党对手川普相比，就唔算得系一回事啦。女性同少数族群对川普持负面嘅睇法。川普坚持话佢会胜选，因为喺选民嘅眼里边，佢系绝对嘅政治局外人。
As soon as I ran, I became an insurgent. I became an outsider. Guys that were my friends this year, an outsider. And you know why?
Because I'm going to do what's right for you. I'm not going to do what's right for them. 他一开始参选就变成了反叛者，变成了局外人。那些曾经是他的朋友的人告诉他，你是局外人。大家知道为什么呢？川普说，因为他要做的事就是为了大家好，不是为了其他人好。分析人士汤姆·德弗兰克说，川普在从初选竞争者转换到大选候选人方面遇到了麻烦。
I have always thought that some of Mr. Trump's rhetoric works very well for primary audiences.
这位国家杂志的汤姆·德弗兰克说，他总是觉得川普的某一些言辞有利于打动初选的时候的共和党的受众，但到了秋天大选的时候又可能为他带来大的问题。而共和党分析人士斯科特·福克纳说，希拉里·克林顿亦都需要付出努力。
Independent of all of her baggage, she's a miserable candidate. She's a poor speaker. She does not relate well to people.
斯科特·福克纳说，姑且不提克林顿所有的那些历史的包袱，他本身是一个很差劲的候选人。他并不善于讲话，不善于打动人心。不过那些人一次又一次地重新推出了他。分析人士约翰·福哲说，克林顿将聚焦川普的负面因素，以鼓动十一月大选的时候民主党选民踊跃投票。
She's so well known in politics that many people don't like her. They've already formed opinions, and so for Hillary Clinton, the challenge really is to be able to turn out.
两党政策中心的约翰福哲话，克林顿在政治圈里边咁有名，很多人已经不中意佢啦，对佢嘅睇法已经定咗型，所以希拉里克林顿嘅挑战实际上就是鼓动他的基本盘出来投票，向大众显示特朗德川普绝对不是他们想要的替代人选。由于选民对两位候选人的负面评价都很高，分析人士预测从现在起到十一月，这场选战将聚焦个人的品行，打起来不会太斯文。以上是美国之音马龙华盛顿的报道。